JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History, one video clip at a time. Clip number 83, The Great Depression.
The 1920s were a time, years of a bubble. The economic signs were on the wall, but nevertheless, people didn't see them. And people invested poorly, people borrowed money, the banks were insecure, they did not have the capital to back their loans. It was a time when the economies of the world that had suffered so much in the First World War were teetering, but on the surface it looked like they were doing great. And that's why it was called the Roaring Twenties. Everybody had, you know, you could buy a car for $300. It all came crashing down in 1929, October 1929, Black Monday. The American stock market lost over a third of its value in one day. Because of the fact that people bought on margin, meaning they bought on credit. They could not meet the calls for money to support that margin. The banks cascaded. Hundreds of banks failed. People lost their entire life savings. Manufacturing ground to a halt. America had suffered terrible droughts. There was a dust bowl in the middle of the country. Agriculture collapsed. And this had a domino effect all over the world, because the American economy then was already the largest economy in the world. And it couldn't buy anything, it couldn't sell anything. You had an unemployment rate officially of 15-17%, but unofficially it ran much, much higher. People sold apples on the street corner for a nickel. There were hundreds of thousands of people who slept in the streets. There were the homeless, the destitute. It was a terrible, terrible time. And when things are at a terrible, terrible time, that allows for demagoguery to take hold. It would not have been possible, in my opinion, for Hitler to have risen to power had there not been the tremendous economic depression of 1929. And England was rocked, all the countries were, and therefore nobody was in a mood to stand up to anything because of the economic problems that existed. And this especially set the scene for the terrible, terrible events of the 1930s and 1940s. America itself did not recover from the depression until the 1940s, until the war started. So you had a whole decade of depression in spite of all of the efforts of government spending and the New Deal to reverse this tragedy. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.